Recreational Trails Program, or RTP, grants have supported development and repair of trails statewide for more than a decade.
We have relied fairly heavily on the RTP funds to do big projects year after year.
Fairbanks North Star Borough Trails Coordinator Bryant Wright lists numerous local projects that have benefited from RTP funds.
We've gotten a lot of projects done out at Tanana Lakes, at Skyline Ridge, Iceberg Rec area, and out on the Chena Hot Springs Road Trail.
26 RTP grants have already been awarded for community trail projects statewide this year, and they will go forward. But beginning next year, all of the federal grant money will be spent inside Alaska State Parks.
Next year is our 50th anniversary for Alaska State Parks, and we need to focus for the next few years getting our trail system up to speed.
State Parks and Outdoor Recreation Director Ricky Geese points to a backlog of trail work within Alaska State Parks while acknowledging the past importance of the program to community trails.
But at this point, we had serious backlog of trails maintenance and trails projects on state parklands that to get through it in an efficient manner, we're redirecting these funds for the next few years.
There's going to be a lot of great work done on state parklands, but it's just a sad change to the program.
Steve Cleary directs the nonprofit group Alaska Trails, which partners with the state and local organizations on RTP-funded projects.
So a group like the Chugach Mountain Bike Riders or Delta Junction Trails Association, these all-volunteer groups around the state really provided a lot of energy and enthusiasm and a real robust match to these grant funds. So the grants were really multiplied.
Even though they'll no longer be able to get RTP grants for community trail work, the state's Geese emphasizes nonprofits will continue to be tapped to help with trail work in state parks.
Subcontract out with trail crews.
Meanwhile, Alaska municipalities like the Fairbanks North Star Borough will be completely left out of the RTP grant program. Borough Trails Coordinator Bryant Wright says losing access to RTP grants means going after money through less trail-specific programs.
Parks and playgrounds or sports fields.
The Borough's Wright and Alaska Trails Steve Cleary both suggest that the state pursue other federal resources for community trails, including Pittman-Robertson Fund and Federal Transportation Alternatives Program monies. Governor Dunleavy has proposed elimination of a trail grant administrator position. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.